couldn't be seen dead with a living work of art. Nowadays, the fact is what has been translated into words of images. Those qualities, these forms to combine fact abstractly upon the vision public face is wit.
Drop this jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. The word is out.
I'm not too old.
Shut your mouth, sir. Oh, you can't chat so much. You have to run up your mouth. You can't do DJ.
No higher.
Women, cat-eating aliens, high-quality brass.
The only thing with more brass is my balls.
In Donald Trump's made-for-TV movie, The Art of the Deal, the movie. Based on his best-selling book, The Art of the Deal, New Kid on the Block makes New York City his playground. And the Big Apple skyline, his toys. In the office, he was at his best, but by night, he was at his worst. If Donald Trump broke deals like he broke hearts, he'd be out of business. The art of money.
I want you to slather every square inch of Trump Tower in brass.
The art of persuasion.
I would hate to see your mother have an accent.
The art of struggle. The art of love.
Can somebody remove Ivana from the set because she's killing me?
The art of art.
I love your lens.
Thank you.
The art of the deal.
That is what you call the art of the deal.
Staff Fox News, standing here outside the Trump rally, and these Trump supporters are fired up, am I right?
We are.
Yeah. And especially with the latest revelation about Planned Parenthood. Now, they're handing out pamphlets to high school students in New York and California, advocating fisting as opposed to them having sex.
Boy, I think that's an issue that really needs to be addressed with parents, and maybe not so much through the school system.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, except where tonight's football game is being broadcast.
Well, there again, as a parent, I guess I would prefer that information to come from the family rather than the parents.
Are now going into high schools to distribute pamphlets that advocate fisting as an alternative to having sexual intercourse. How do you feel about that?
That's disgusting.
A lesser of two evils than sexual intercourse.
It's sad.
The Deal, the movie, based on his best-selling book, The Art of the Deal. New Kid on the Block makes New York City his playground, and the Big Apple skyline his toy. In the office, he was at his best, but by night, he was at his worst. If Donald Trump broke deals like he broke hearts, he'd be out of business.
At a town hall last night in Davenport, Iowa, former Governor Jeb Bush is quoted saying, "Mommy said this would be easy. You're all making my mommy sad. Mommy is my favorite. Mommy said if I was president, I could lick the bowl." What does that say to you about this man? Is he fit to be our president?
I believe so.
Because you respect his devotion
That's
to his
right.
mom.
I respect a lot of the candidates.
God bless.
Yes. God bless.
We're here at a Donald Trump rally in Muscatine, Iowa, and these Trump supporters are fired up, aren't you?
Fired up.
All right. And that he needs their support amid recent controversy over a speech last night in which he announced plans to sterilize Puerto Ricans, quote, until we figure this thing out. What do you say, sir, to those who think Trump's gone too far?
I don't know. I think he's just saying what everybody else believes.
What do you say to those who think Trump's gone too far with some of his plans to sterilize Puerto Ricans?
I don't think he's gone far enough. I honestly don't.
He isn't saying it meanly. He's just saying it to make people understand the consequences that they might be facing.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Witness the art of money.
I want you to swear that every square inch of Trump Tower in brass.
The art of persuasion.
I would pay to see your mother have an accent. Yeah.
I know she's barren with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
I got a solution. You're dead.
Derek, the art of struggle. The art of love.
Can somebody remove Ivana from the set because she's killing me?
The art of art.
I love Williams.
Thank you.
The art of the deal.
That is what you call the art of the deal.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, except where tonight's football game is being broadcast.
classification of our second ball.
In Donald Trump's made-for-TV movie, The Art of the Deal.
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of
patent. If Donald Trump broke deals like he broke hearts, he'd be out of business. The art of struggle. The art of love.
Now I understand everyone's shit's emotional right now. Listen up.
Story of the Boy Scout who helped the nun across the street. And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, but any relative of that is not."
High-quality brand.
Structural relation to Batman's costume. So that the strange bridge between the nun and Batman is a bit of pattern recognition or visual hunt. And apply swiftly all the consequences of printing in the book, the newspaper, and by extension the assembly line in industry and organization and markets, because there was no backlog of obsolete technology to be liquidated first. Europeans had to struggle through a long, painful period in order to clear enough room to exploit the new print technology.
Okay, now once more with more expression.
With some good news for Republicans, that the Obama administration is seeking to rewrite the Pledge of Allegiance to not just include under one God, but under multiple gods, including Yahweh, Buddha, Mohammed, and Vishnu. Quite arrogant for a lame duck. What do y'all think?
No way.
No, not on our watch.
Why is he trying to divide us instead of unite us? And that's what Rubio can do.
What are we doing changing this, you know, allegiance?
As a student who's starting to become a teacher, I think it's bogus because, you know, teaching in America started off Christianity.
There was a speech tonight in Iowa about currency exchange where Donald Trump went on a 3-minute monologue in an insulting Chinese accent, even making jokes about them urinating in their Coca-Cola. Has Trump gone too far? What do you think?
That's Trump.
From the set because she's killing me.
The art of art.
I love the witches.
Thank you.
The art of the deal.
That is what you call the art of the deal.
Send my condolences, because really, that bloke
Yes, no, the whole thing was a ghastly mess.
Atlantic City is a very political city, and they don't really trust foreigners.
You're absolutely right, but lucky for me, of course, I was born and raised in the United States. Dallas, Texas.
Really? Because I detect an accent.
Is present in nature and must be discovered or given visual existence.
Typography cracked, the voices of silence.
Well, let's talk about this with a woman who is in some ways seen as the face of the people in public media, perhaps an outsider herself, Amy Goodman, the host and executive producer of Democracy Now! It's an independent and ad-free daily news program that just celebrated its 20th anniversary, which will be marked with a new book called Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. Amy, do you think of yourself as an outsider in the media?
Certainly, because the media is so commercial. It is so driven by corporate interests. And it's so important, though, that people recognize there is a whole independent media world out there. I mean, Democracy Now!, we started on 8, 9 community radio stations 20 years ago, and now we're on 1,400 public radio, television, public access, community, college stations.
Do you cover a campaign like Donald Trump's differently because you don't feel any commercial pressures?
First of all, we do not emphasize the polls. I would love the media there to be a month without polls. What is the value of these polls? And I know you were just talking about this, but if I am making a decision about a candidate, I want to weigh their record. Do I care what you think or my neighbor thinks or the person next to me? I want to make an independent decision. This obsession with polls, the amount of money that goes into polls, the amount of times polls get it wrong and yet determine the way people go. Instead, pour that energy, investigation, and money into people's records, whether they're businessmen like Trump or they're politicians like Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Look at their records. What have they done? Compare their rhetoric to what they have done throughout their life. These people are not blank slates. The same
I would say there is value, though, in knowing what proportion of the electorate believes Donald Trump's message is a valuable one.
Well, you find that out with an election. You find it out with the primary and the caucus. And what you just said, the word proportional, yes, that's what's important. Instead, flashing all day, people just should count the times that every network flashes the polls. Are we telling people what to think? We need to really get into their records and continually talk about, for example, Donald Trump. You cannot avoid what he has said. Now, he is not a politician, but he has a long corporate business record that must be investigated.
Right.
You have the kind, you know, calling women fat dog slobs, disgusting
what
animals.
What Megyn Kelly brought up back in August. Yeah.
Right. This is very important, calling Mexicans rapists and murderers. And just in the last few days, of course, the chant, build that wall, build that wall. The shudder this must send through not just people outside the country, the idea of fortifying America, but about people inside the country.
But hasn't that received significant, maybe even saturation coverage?
The way Muslim parents must feel when their children hear that Muslims will be barred from America. Mm. Let's hear more Muslims in the media. I mean, it's not just about pundits talking about how someone must feel, but it's going to the grassroots.
New legislation.
Conquer,
As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort. Ours is the first age in which many thousands of the best trained minds have made it a full-time business to get inside the collective public mind. To get inside in order to manipulate, exploit, control.
The art of the speaker consists in compressing all of his aims into slogans.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools shape us!
Shaping our tools before the tools shape us here in Micropower Radio Land from the grassroots. Dr. Furious. And we are rocking out here. Late night, Thursday night. WCOM FM LP Chapel Hill Carborough Row Row. Borio Rio. Just rocking out, having fun. You can learn more about this old school show that we've been doing here for over a decade. At furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can hear about all the crazy music that we play and where it comes from, and how we also bring in some cool voices from Amy Goodman to some other craziness as you fall down the rabbit hole of Trundle Dump and other crazy crud going down in the week. Who knows what's going to happen next? Just hold on. By the way, I want to mention that this show may be offensive. And you can always email furiousg@blogspot.com. No, wait, no. furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Or call us up here at 919-929-9601. 929-929-9601. 929-9601. And what else? Oh, man. Station just rocking out. It's looking good down here. We're just going to keep going to what we're doing. Fleecing America with Donald Trump's. We're also going to have some fun local music maybe and some new music. Some crazy cool stuff from off of the Liquid Ambar. DJ Shadow Collection. DJ Pound. We played some of his cool stuff and some other cool stuff. Learn more about it. FuriousGeoBlogspot.com. Also go to WCOMFM.org and contribute and do what you got to do to help support Micropower Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm furious.
Me? An accent? You're talking bollocks, mate.
You see, that's what I mean. Americans don't say bollocks.
Spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not, to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken
and
on
by the way,
inner
unbelievable
beings,
people are coming.
Inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own being.
racist all the way.
I want to know what you say to people that are being quite critical of him for this joke. Really?
I say to him.
You support him unconditionally?
Unconditionally.
A setback for Senator Ted Cruz with a revelation that he once shoved a child into a swimming pool. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that this hurts his campaign at all?
I totally think that hurts his campaign because he's all about family. And if you push little children in water, that's not very family-like.
Now, we've seen Trump's security throw out hostile reporters or protesters, but we've never seen them dump a man from his wheelchair into a porta potty head first until today. Can I get your reaction to that?
There's no reason for that at all.
Yeah.
Political, otherwise, you know, just unkind.
But you're still a Trump supporter.
I am interested in Trump. Both him. Now support the Obama administration initiative to allow a baby to choose its gender at birth. What's the reaction from you?
How's a baby supposed to make that decision? You go to the baby and ask them, well, what do you want to be? Pretty ridiculous that we have people who supposedly want to be president of this country who are buying into this nonsense.
The Arena supporters are revved up. What do you say, guys?
Go Carly.
Go Carly.
Especially with the new revelation that Planned Parenthood of California is now sponsoring mobile abortion vans.
Keep the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
All media are extensions of some human faculty.
Ice cream. Do you folks see this as a vindication for Carly?
I think she's been vindicated, but she just shows what rotten politics is.
Shocking, I know. What do you think?
It's awful. Absolutely awful.
I didn't hear what you said.
Laura Neckerstaff, Fox News, standing here outside the Trump rally, and these Trump supporters are fired up, am I right?
We are.
Yeah. And especially with the latest revelation about Planned Parenthood. Now, they're handing out pamphlets to high school students in New York and California advocating fisting as opposed to them having sex.
Boy.
Wow. Look at this.
presented by Eric and Donald Trump Jr.
Trump! You guys really fucked up bad this time. Read that.
Dear stupid ass farmers of Iowa, fuck you. You man is so angry, see if I hypocrisy for a tool cruise instead of our good dad.
Fuck the cocker! Our dad has been running for president this year, comma. He's as happy as we've ever seen him.
Is an extension of the book. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. The media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of senses. The extension of any one sense.
No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend.
Frankly, you have to get hit with a Komatsu tractor in order to use it. They're so hot. We just spent $1 million building a soccer field.
Like movies, power, money, real estate, beautiful women, cat-eating aliens, high-quality brass.
The only thing with more brass is my balls.
There again, as a parent, I guess I would prefer that information to come from the family rather than the school.
Are now going into high schools to distribute pamphlets that advocate fisting as an alternative to having sexual intercourse. How do you feel about that? A lesser of two evils than sexual intercourse is sad. At a town hall.
And looking at targets, you know, the other day you had a really interesting interview with Bob Schieffer, and he said, you know, Donald Trump sort of voices what you want to tell your boss. I don't think it's what you want to tell your boss, you know, what angry people want to say. I think it's the opposite. I think it's he uses the bully pulpit to bully the most defenseless and powerless people in our society. And I think all religions teach, and even if you're an atheist, that there's something terribly wrong with going after the most powerless. That's easy, and it's wrong.
That happened to be in Guantanamo.
Period. My dad gave us a gift card for $2,000 to GameStop, and I've never seen him happy in my entire life. And not only that, he gave us free first class tickets to Africa.
Well, last night in Davenport, Iowa, former Governor Jeb Bush is quoted saying, "Mommy said this would be easy. You're all making my mommy sad. Mommy is my favorite. Mommy said if I was president, I could lick the bull."
perceive the world and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
She was indignant when I suggested the use of an aphrodisiac. Why? Naturally, she considers TV a waste
of like
time.
That. What do you need $1 million for? Level out the surface. Let him play.
The dominant organ of sensory and social orientation in pre-alphabet societies was the ear.
TV movie, The Art of the Deal, the movie.
Guess how many zebras I killed? Over 100. Ever since you guys voted for Ted Cruz, that means that you've made us hate Ted Cruz's brothers and our personal heroes, Tom Cruise and Terry Cruz. I used to love that guy in all the big muscly commercials where he had his shirt off. And now guess what? I can't even wear a deodorant anymore. I gotta go all natural.
Thank you.
$15 million taxpayer dollars saved in Flint. Thank you, austerity man. Spawned in the anti-government Tea Party wave of 2010, austerity man knows how to save money by withholding non-corrosive additives in a municipal water system. That's approximately $3 million in yearly savings.
Thrust us into a world that is quite unusual, quite unlike any previous world, for which no previous model of perception will serve. The new feeling that people have about guilt is not something that can be privately assigned to some individual, but is rather something shared by everybody in some mysterious way. The old civic, state, and national groupings have become unworkable.
Has ceased, space has vanished. We now live in a global village. We're back in acoustic space. We have begun again to structure the primordial feeling, the tribal emotions from which a few centuries of literacy have divorced. The tribalizing process, the inner trip, the depth involvement in the experience of a unified human family. That is something of which we have had no experience for many centuries. It is a process that is located so entirely in the present that it does not appear at all in the rearview mirror, to which we habitually look for reassurance and nostalgic orientation. Joyce called it all space in a not shell. A not shell being an eternal present.
Thank you.
desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming. Right, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon, when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise.
Electric circuitry has rudely thrust us into a world that is quite unusual, quite unlike any previous world, and for which no previous model of perception will serve. The new feeling that people have about guilt is not something that can be privately assigned to some individual, but is rather something shared by everybody in some mysterious way. Simultaneous happening. We're back in acoustic space. We have begun to get into structure through the primordial feeling of tribal emotions from which a few centuries of literacy had divorced us. The tribalizing process. Process that is located so entirely in the present that it does not appear at all in the rearview mirror, to which we habitually look for reassurance and nostalgic orientation. Joyce called it all space in a not shell.
Death and danger, my very friend.
Okay.
I'm sorry, death is my death and danger are my various friends.
I prophet purge of the gutter.
That's one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks.
Rise and walk through the now silent streets of affliction.
It's because of one fucking reason. Others say it's because of some other fucking reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the shit you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So, obviously, a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
Work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful.
We have won the first battle. The final victory will yet be mine.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967. The Idle Biden Company.
It's terrifying.
Many people know too much about each other. Our new environment compels commitment and participation. We have become irrevocably involved with and responsible for each other.
Educational institutions realize that we now have civil war.
among the environments created by media other than the printed word. The classroom is now in a vital struggle for survival with the immensely persuasive outside world created by new informational media.
Schizophrenia may be a necessary consequence.
WCOMLP FM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. This is Dr. Furious, 11 o'clock Thursday night, rocking out, 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 out. Just doing what we do here as part of the Furious George Experience, micro-powered, community-based, non-commercial radio. You can learn more about the show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com and learn all about all the goodness, as well as other fun stuff. Go to furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com and just tell us what you think. Or check out WCOMFM.org, and that's just one cool way you can learn about this crazy cool thing called micro-powered community-based radio. Putting the bass in the radio. Thanks for listening. I'm furious!